Spirits of French Lick is proud to introduce the Lee Sinclair 4-Grain Bottled and Bond Bourbon. This 4-year-aged, double-pot distilled, non-chill-filtered bourbon has creamy, round, and lifting notes with caramel and vanilla, followed by apple, mint, graham cracker, and ginger, as well as cardamom. The finish is slightly French walnut, resolving the sweet, fruity, almost ground cherry and white pepper. Our spirits are available for tasting and purchase inside the French Lick Winery and Distillery. Spirits of French Lick. Respect the grain. Please enjoy responsibly. Spirits of French Lick is proud to introduce the Matty Gladden Bottled and Bond Bourbon. This 4-year-aged bourbon is double pot distilled and non-chill filtered, and has a full-bodied mouthfeel with eucalyptus, molasses, clove, ginger, and slight citrus, as well as grains of paradise. The finish is long and reappearing on the back of the tongue with notes of pepper, tobacco leaf, and mint green. All of our spirits are available for tasting and purchase inside the French Lick Winery and Distillery. Spirits of French Lick, respect the grain, please enjoy responsibly, and be sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram.
Little Steve-O.
Oh, show me the way to the next whiskey bar. Oh, don't ask why. Oh, don't ask why. Show me the way to the next whiskey bar. Oh, don't ask why. Oh, don't ask why. For if we don't find the next whiskey bar, I tell you we must die. I tell you we must die. I tell you, I tell you, I tell you we must die.
We're here, back for another exciting podcast of the Scotchy Bourbon Boys. I'm
Tiny. Yeah,
I'm Tiny, and this here is.
That was awesome. Actually,
I just was trying to take credit.
We just want to make sure everybody's paying attention.
Yeah. This here's Xavier. So
this is Tiny.
Yes. We got that
one
down.
Tiny.
Yeah, and the problem is neither one of us have been drinking yet. So we probably need to get
we
a little
probably
bit
shouldn't
in there,
have anymore.
We are the Scotchy Bourbon Boys. You could check us out on all the different podcast formats. Make sure when you're there, whatever you listen to us, please subscribe and leave some good feedback. We are also a Facebook group, a Facebook page. The group we meet physically every 4 to 6 weeks. Our next meeting is Friday, February 4th at the Barrel Room in North Canton, Ohio. Check it out. If you join the group on Facebook, we're 750 strong, and we like to have a meeting. We get together, have a meeting. We do a tasting. We all get together, have a good time. So check that out.
Friday,
February 4th.
At 7 p.m.?
7 p.m., and it is the coming of Young Nose Johnson back
Young
from
Nose.
South Carolina. He will be here. So anybody who's listened to the podcast, the earlier versions, and then also he's been podcasting with us. He's going to be podcasting with us this Saturday. Coming up this Saturday we are going to be doing a Japanese whiskey. So we're kind of excited about that. But he'll be up here for that meeting. But then also check us out on Instagram, the Scotchy Bourbon Boys. We are on YouTube, the Scotchy Bourbon Boys. We already did the Facebook. We are on Twitter at Scotchy The. And then also check out our Patreon page, the Scotchy Bourbon Boys. Plus, we have a website, www.scotchybourbonboys.com. Make sure you go and check that out. And then that Patreon button also, if you don't want to look us up through Patreon and go through all that, you just click the top right-hand corner and you can find ways to support us with Patreon. We have, through Patreon and the Scotchy Bourbon Boys website, we have these beautiful Glencairns for sale, and then also T-shirts and tastings. The Scotchy Bourbon Balls are there too if you want to order some of those, anything. So we've got that all covered. And for some reason, I think I'm missing something. What social media did I not cover? Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, whatever. It'll just right there and fuck it. Yeah. It's just like I have to think. That's like bad things these days when I'm thinking. I just have to fucking do. So, but that brings us to the Scotchy Bourbon Boys Facebook group page. There we go. That brings us to the Scotchy Bourbon Boys. We had this problem, I think, the last time we it just goes out. It's like, but the microphones were definitely working, so okay. You could tell that. So we on the Facebook, the group, we have new members and quite a few. Xavier is going to run through the list the new members.
Xavier's going to fall on the grenade. I mean, read the new members.
Hang on, there we go.
All right, and I had that perfectly open to that. It's gone.
Yeah, it's running smooth to start off.
Oh, yeah, we're killing it today, yeah.
All day today, while you're finding that, I was looking up all the different, I got so much information on Heaven Hill and where, that's not the right one.
Here we go. Right. I have our new members. Are we ready to read?
Go ahead, read away on the new members.
All right. New Scotchy Bourbon Boy members, we welcome McGlencairn Bourbon, Mike Cornelison, Jamie Phelps or Feeples, I forgive the pronunciation, Howie Mosier, Rick Gonzalez, Aaron Steichman, Lionel Christopher, Alan Coleman, Berta Saidi or Saidi, Heidi Verna. I think I know who she is.
Who's that?
Who knows? Jack Jabor, Mike Panfile, Nicole Grant, and Nick Varsani. Again, my apologies for any
Versano. Like YL there, isn't it?
Versano. Okay, yeah, excuse me, Versano.
It's like
no, that's an I.
It's an I.
Look.
Okay, you're right.
Nick, and everybody, welcome. Please forgive our mispronunciation of your names. We look forward to chatting with you or meeting you in person so you can straighten us out. But welcome aboard.
My favorite thing is we turned it over to Xavier because he can read the names.
Hey, well, you're correcting me when I'm not wrong.
And that was just as good as I do. Oh, but cheers, everybody, on that one. But welcome all new members. We got that out of the way. We got everything out of the way. One of the things that we – some up-and-coming podcasts, coming next Thursday, which will load the Friday, not this coming, but the following, we have Alan Bishop, who I'm going to let take over the whole podcast. We'll be there, everybody – one way or another, but I'm going to let him run the podcast and let him talk about what needs to be said and talked about, and that has all the makings of an
epic podcast.
Yeah. I don't think it will go any way that I couldn't even plan for how that would go. It's going to go completely the way it's going to go based off the moment. So that's something to look forward to. We are working on a bunch of different guests coming up. So I've been reaching out to Grease from Bourbon Pot. What is it? The Bourbon Podcast. That's called the Bourbon Podcast. He is part of that podcast, and he is going to be coming on. I got a confirmation that he was willing to do it. I'm just working on hopefully we get Freddie Johnson on from Buffalo Trace that I'm working on. I'm working on a lot of stuff this year. So good content. And then getting down to Kentucky, I think it's going to be sometime in April. I know I'm going to go through Kentucky probably on my way down to Florida. I'll probably detour through Kentucky instead of trying to get there the fastest. But and then also Royce Neely, I've been reaching out to him to try and get him onto the podcast. So hopefully we get a bunch of new guests and distillers and just good content for 2022. So that brings us to Heaven Hill. So you have the book. So you should get that.
I have the book. The book is Whiskey, the Definitive World Guide by Michael Jackson.
Right. And this is a little history on Heaven Hill.
Heaven Hill Distillery. The Heaven Hill Company was founded in 1935 by Gary, Ed, George, Moses, and David Shapira, and is operated today under the direction of second and third generation family members. The distillery near Bardstown was founded in 1890. Today, production of the company's wide range of whiskeys is done at the Bernheim Distillery in Louisville, which was bought from Diageo in 1999. 3 years earlier, Heaven Hill had suffered a huge fire that almost destroyed the plant. Heaven Hill is the nation's largest independent, family-owned marketer and producer of distilled spirits products. It stores in excess of 600,000 barrels in its traditional ironclad warehouses in and around Bardstown. And a state-of-the-art visitor center is also sited on the edge of the town. Heaven Hill specializes in higher proof, older bourbons packed with complexity, full traditional body, and a spicy sweet character. Its extensive portfolio of splendidly affordable specialty bourbons includes whiskeys that belong in the cabinet of every serious drinker, including Evan Williams Single Barrel, the super premium Elijah Craig 18-year-old, Rittenhouse and Pikesville Supreme Rise, Fighting Cock, very special Old Fitzgerald 16-year, and Bernheim Original Wheat Whiskey.
So Heaven Hill was founded by several investors shortly after the repeal of Prohibition in 1935, including a prominent distiller, Joseph L. Beam, and a member of the Shapira family. As the company developed, the five brothers of the Shapira family bought out the other investors. Joe Beam remained as master distiller, along with his youngest son, Harry. Descendants of the Shapira brothers own and operate the company today. All of the master distillers at Heaven Hill since its founding have been members of the Beam family up until Parker Beam. Okay, and they basically went through, there was Earl Beam, which was Jim, the son of Jim Beam's brother, and then Parker was succeeded him, and Parker just passed on. Now, his son Craig was there also, but right now at Heaven Hill is the master distiller there is Connor O'Driscoll. Connor joined Heaven Hill as master distiller in 2019, a 15-year veteran of Kentucky's bourbon industry. Connor brings a deep knowledge of the production process of a wealth of experience in aging and barrel selection. He leads the distilling and warehousing teams at the Bernheim Distillery in Louisville, the largest independently family-owned bourbon distillery in the world. What's more, Connor oversees Heaven Hill's distillery portfolio of historic brands, which reflect the rich heritage and tradition of American whiskey. Then there's Jody Filatro. He's an artisanal distiller, and he began his career with Heaven Hill in 1981. During his 36-year tenure with the company, he has garnered extensive experience in distillery and barrel aging operation. Jody right now runs the artisanal distillery at the Evan Williams Bourbon Experience in Louisville on Historic Whiskey Row, an official stop on the Kentucky Bourbon Trail. Stop by for a tour. Jody would love to show you around. But then Charlie Downs, he's an artisanal, and it's Emeritus. And he basically took over the Evan Williams Experience, and he was the artisanal distiller till he retired in 2017. But Charlie's bourbon making experience at Heaven Hill goes back 39 years. During his tenure, he worked alongside legendary master distillers like Earl and Parker Beam, not to mention three generations of the Shapira family from 2013 until his retirement in 2017. He capped his career as the artisanal distiller at the Evan Williams Bourbon Experience, but he stops by.
We've got a problem, Houston.
Oh, that's okay. It'll connect back up.
Okay.
All right, so.
Then we don't have a problem.
Right, right. That's the.
It just looks like a problem.
Yeah, okay. We'll get right back once it comes back up. That's if something happens to the podcast through the meeting, then what happens is we're just right now, we're okay as far as the podcast, but I'll edit out whatever happened there.
All right.
That's not a problem. We'll come back to it. It seems like tonight our internet is not cooperating very well. Let's just see. Did we lose? It seems to be full bar. It's just like,
the fuse blew. Internet's down.
All right.
I reset it.
Hold on. Dart. There we go. We are recording again, I believe so. Yes, we are.
Awesome.
So, after a little bit of a technical difficulty, so someone blew a fuse.
Crypto breaker.
I'm going to fucking blow a fuse if I don't start drinking. So what the hell? We were on, we just finished up with Charlie Downs, and he stops by at the distillery, you know, but that Evan Williams experience, we went on that Evan Williams experience.
That was a really
awesome fantastic.
Tour.
You get this Evan Williams master blend. You can get an Evan Williams 12 year, but this actually has the 23 year in it. It's one of the best bourbons. Xavier and I love this bourbon. We usually drink this together.
Yeah.
There's very few
Evan
times.
Williams is a go-to bourbon for me. Anybody knows that, that watches the, or listens to the podcast or sees our Whiskey Lives or anything. It's definitely a go-to bourbon. And this is the premium go-to here.
Oh, God, it's so good. It's one of the...
We're definitely going to
have a little... But, all right. That. So that gives you a little bit of who's at Heaven Hill. and then we are going to start really quickly now. This is what... We're going to do this speed tasting. What we're going to do is use these Little Glencairns. We've got actual Heaven Hill Little Glencairns.
Nice.
And then we also have Kentucky Bourbon Festival 2021 minis. And then we have a couple of the... what we're going to do is we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 expressions. We are going to taste these expressions quickly. Each one of us is going to come up with one that we like. And then we're going to pick, if it's the same one, we're going to pick two. And then we're going to actually taste those and barrel bash those. So that's the goal here of what we're going to do here tonight on the podcast. So let's start off. You take a look. So we got a barrel proof. We got a 15-year Elijah Craig. I got to get my stuff on here. But... I know we got the barrel proof. The Old Fitzgerald's a bottled in bond, so that's 100. There's 200s. This here, 18-year, is a 90 proof. So we got the 90 proof. There's two bottled in bonds, a 90 proof. The really cool square 6 here is 95. Wow. What the heck was that?
Who let the dogs out?
Oh, my God. Anyways, holy shit, I thought I was getting attacked. So then the Evan Williams Master Blend, I believe, is that 98 proof?
Let me see that.
It's you. The Five Brothers.
It's 90 proof.
It's 90 proof. So we got 90... 90, and then this one we came up with 90. So we got 3 90s, 2 100s, and 121. So let's start off with the 90s. And so the first 90 that I want to taste is, we'll do the Elijah Craig 50,
right.
The 18 year. All right.
Just a tiny
of
taste.
Of course, a tiny pour.
There we go.
We're doing splashes, folks, just to see what it is. Oh, my gosh. I have to silence my phone now, and then I'll have to unsilence it. It's like, God, I'm being tortured by my family for this podcast. It's like, fuck this shit. It's like, God.
All right, it's all good.
No, it's wonderful. It's like that. Isn't that here? Cheers.
Cheers.
This is what families are for. Torture. Good night. I'm liking that. That's sweet and oaky.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Sweet, oaky. Good stuff.
All right. And if you like aged bourbon, that Elijah Craig 18 year is spectacular. So then the next one I'm going to open.
Uh-oh, we're going to crack a newcomer here, folks.
This is 95, so no, we're not. We're actually going to do the Five Brothers. So give me your other Glen, and give me the old Glencairn, so we don't get mixed up. Is that one used?
Used? This is used.
We got enough Glencairns that we can do this all day long. That's one cool thing about the bar.
You can give me an extra splash of that.
Oh,
not a huge amount, but.
Well, who knows? We might be taking this. This is Five Brothers. Now, the Five Brothers, I've got some stuff on that. I can go over that. All right. Put that there. Now, the first one, the Elijah Craig 15-year, I mean 18-year, that's one of their top. I just have picked up another bottle. That ran me $149 out the door. It's an expensive bourbon. Let's go to, here we go, Five Brothers. This is courtesy of Breaking Bourbon. Now, Five Brothers, it's 90 proof. It's a non-age statement, a blend of five ages of bourbon ranging from 5 to 9 years, according to the company's press release. 78% corn, 12% malted barley, and 10% rye. The color, it's like a golden honey color almost, if you take a look at it. They say tawny brown. It was $60, but I paid $79, you know, that's MSRP. I paid $79.99 for this.
Expression.
Yeah. And this bourbon is the dedication to the original purchase of the line. For $17,500 to start the distillery on December 13th, they filled their first barrel. So this is the barrel, the mash bill from, you know, and what they did when they offered it, you know, their first time. So I get brown sugar and some
caramel sugar, cinnamon maybe.
Mm. Now compared to the 15 or the 18 year, that's delicious.
This stuff is the bomb. It's really fantastic bourbon.
So,
and I knew it would be. I'm courtesy of Brother Nash.
A little bit of honey. No, Five Brothers, that's I picked that up at the distillery.
I know, but I had my first exposure to it.
Oh,
when we did our little road trip.
Oh yeah, because he picked it up there that time.
Right, exactly.
Yes, I like this. So this is Breaking Bourbon. I get caramel. There's a little bit of honey and vanilla, and not a lot of spice. A little bit with a little bit of oak, but after just tasting that 18 year, it's not a lot. There's very little, but it has a really nice vanilla finish. So Breaking Bourbon goes, the bourbon hits forte in the palate, delivering a bouquet of sweet yet quintessential bourbon flavors. Caramel chews, brown sugar, honey, maple syrup, and sweet vanilla land with an ample magnitude on the front of the tongue. Lacking any noticeable spice component, a touch of savory seasoned oak mingles in, but it's very light. The intensity of the palate is just right and well executed. Then the finish was the sweet flavors from the palate roll into the finish with caramel and brown sugar noticeable. A quick drop off in intensity leaves the lingering sweet note that's pleasant and appealing. Overall, it's a very approachable flavor profile that will please anyone looking for sweeter bourbon. I would say this one is something that if you wanted to buy and this was available, this is what you give for a gift to a person who wants to get into bourbon but hasn't yet. This is spectacular bourbon.
It is.
For that. All right. Next.
Next contestant.
The next contestant on The Price is Right will be, I believe it's the Master Evan Williams Fort 90 Proof Evan Williams Master Blend.
You Yeah.
Now, Master Blend, this is going to be fun because I get to put my glasses on, and hopefully I do better than I normally do when I read the side of a bottle now that I have the position.
Well, when it's not a red label, it helps.
Here we go. The Evan Williams Bourbon Experience, located along Louisville's historic Whiskey Row and directly across from the riverfront location of Evan Williams' original distillery, pays tribute to the legacy of Kentucky's first commercial distiller and the history and tradition of American spirit. This is Evan Williams Master Blend, a masterful blend of various expressions. These well-crafted bourbons have been married together to form a rare and unique bottling of bourbon. This expression from the Evan Williams family include 23-year-old Evan Williams, single barrel Evan Williams, 1783 Evan Williams, bottled in bond, and signature black. They're all in there. They're in Louisville, Kentucky, is where they're blended. This blend, I just love it. So far, I think I put Five Brothers ahead of the 18 year, in my opinion. Let's do it. Let's hit this.
Cheers.
Caramely, a little peanutty. I gotta get my nose jump started here. Where is
my peanut or hazelnut, maybe?
Mm-hmm. Come on. Where did you do it again? That's just
what you looking for.
My cypress. I've been sniffing. There it is. I sniff a little bit of cypress before. It kind of wakes up my nose, and lately, when I do that, I get a much better nosing experience. Oh, the caramel on there. It's just so caramely. And vanilla. There's a burnt aspect to it, too. I get a little bit of...
Like burnt char. Sugar?
Yeah.
Burnt marshmallow, maybe?
See? That's just so fucking good.
That, yeah, it is.
Now we've done three. Each one keeps getting better. All right. Let's hit that one.
Can't have it yet.
All right.
I'll put it over here.
Pulling out the next little wee Glencairns here. So we've done three sets. And the next one is we go up to the 95, which is something I've been wanting. It's the Square Six. This is something special. Thank you, Super Nash, for picking this up for me at the distillery. Same place where you get this. This is the same. So here we go. This is Square Six.
Just a tiny splash. Yeah. Tiny splash. Get it? A tiny splash?
That's dribble.
No, a tiny splash?
Yeah, I got it.
Any splash
you But I just a gave it. A, gave you a dribble.
All right.
I don't know. This is, I have, okay. So let's try this a little bit here. Square Six pays homage to the plot of land that housed Kentucky's first commercial distillery, founded by Evan Williams in 1783. The distillery sat on the exact block as the Evan Williams Bourbon Experience sits today. Where this bourbon was handcrafted on a copper pot still, one barrel at a time, tastes bourbon history. So that's Square Six right there. They made it. It's a high rye bourbon of 52 corn, 35 rye, and 13 malted barley. Like I said, I haven't heard a lot of people have said that this is harsh. But, you know, we're talking about a 52 corn. You are getting into this is almost a rye, you know, 35. So let's give this one a. Let me hit that cypress a little bit.
Give me a hit of your cypress, dude. Oh, thanks. It smells like tea tree oil.
This is 5% higher. And, yeah, there's definitely a caramel in there. But I'm picking up the rye. Although... I don't know if I'm going to like this or not, but I might not like this. But if I don't, this has nothing to do with how much I wanted to have this bottle. I still would want it. I still want this bottle because it's one of the first bottles off barreled that they barreled for after they did a, you know, they made a batch, their first batch ever made at that distillery. All right, here we go. Honey, like a shit ton of honey.
I get honey. I get like a.
Oh, vanilla on the finish. Mm,
I get like a taste of like squash, perhaps, or pumpkin.
I'm getting vanilla pudding on the finish.
I'm getting squash on the front.
What'd you have for dinner tonight? Your wife's cooking healthy for you. All of a sudden, your bourbons are tasting healthy.
No, it tastes like...
I'm getting squash, asparagus, and green beans.
I didn't say that. No, I'm tasting... I mean, I taste the honey, but there's a nice, sweet taste there, but I do not concur. And it's like a zucchini or something. Maybe cypress hooch.
No, I think you're picking up the rye. That little bit of rye.
Maybe, but it's definitely, it has a base taste like a vegetable.
I get the vanilla pudding for me. Now,
getting that at all, but I do taste a hint of vanilla.
So it starts off with honey to me. Then I get a little bit of the rye spice. I get a really nice hug, but then it goes creamy, like the vanilla. I pick up the vanilla and all of a sudden it's like really creamy, like a pudding. And it's like, wow, I'm not expecting that. I would have to say, I really like that. I like that on the finish. I like that. Wow. All right. So now we get to go to something
really amazing here.
All right. I need two more.
Here, put that over there. And here's my previous mini Glennie.
And mini Glennies. All right. This auction, I hate the way I look on here with glasses. Anyways. Oh, Heaven Hill, bottled in bond. We've hit this bottle for a couple years.
Yeah.
This bottle is a couple years old, because this would have been it was at one of our meetings. Now, this, I'm not a fan of, but I put it out there to see if after the bottle sat for 2 years, if I'd be a fan of it.
Sometimes
it really And plus, changes. After 2 years, my palate is a lot fucking different than it was before.
Sure it is.
So, this is Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond, 100 proof. This is what they produced initially. This was their initial rollout. See, the nose is nowhere near as pleasant.
The nose has a mildly sweet taste smell to it.
But there's a little bit of ethanol happening.
Yeah, even there is ethanol happening.
After sitting in the bottle for 2 years.
Ethanol happens.
All right. See, I'm getting like a mold. It's just straight
a mold.
Yeah, like this bottle.
It doesn't mold.
Yeah, but the wood could. Don't.
Mm. That's a.
Yeah, that's something that definitely you. This is the spiciest bourbon so far.
It's spicy, but it doesn't have a good barrel taste to it. It's almost like. You know, it tastes like a non-bourbon whiskey is what it tastes like.
And then it's fucking bitter, like gall on the end.
Mm.
I'd rather fucking drink old man's piss.
No, I'd rather have this, actually. But
no. Yes, I would, too. But this is not
Jeff, I'm not shaming you. I'm just saying that I don't have that preference.
I'm glad. No, it's okay. The finish is turpentine. How about that? That wood, it's like, you know, someone shellacked the shit of the inside of the barrel.
Like an acetone.
Don't like it.
Taste. It's to me, it's like It's like, was this in a barrel at all? It's like it's a very young whiskey. It doesn't have
but just so a you know,
rich bourbon
this
taste.
Is bottled in bond, and it's
so seven, it had to be 4 years.
No, this bourbon is 7 years old.
My God, it just doesn't. It doesn't have a rich aged taste. You know what I mean? It just.
Hey, Bill, want to read some?
Holy mackerel! Let me see that. God, you have to have a microfilm reader to. What the heck is this?
Yes. All right. So I should give some. I got something on the bottle that I probably can read. I don't think you're going to be. You can.
I've got reading glasses on that I use all day, folks, and I can't read it with this.
Nope. That's a stumble.
That's a.
This Kentucky.
We're just going to have to let that one sail on by.
Best of the great Kentucky bourbons. This Kentucky bourbon pays tribute to the early days of the distillery's history when in 1939 it released Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond. The namesake brand quickly became the number one selling bourbon whiskey in the state of Kentucky. Still today, the craftsmanship poured into this bottle by the same founding family meets exacting standards first set forth in the Bottled in Bond Act of 1897. This historic offering reflects on the company's founders from belief it takes patience and perseverance to make something of great quality.
Well, it's a great story on the bottle, but what's in the bottle on that particular bottle, and I've always felt that, is just not my cup of tea. But remember, folks, it's my cup of tea, it's my palate, and you should basically drink and eat what you like. So it doesn't, you know, I give like a guide of what I taste and what, you know, and smell. But remember, for most people, they all can't be winners. But what some people don't think's a winner, other people do. So that's not a bad thing. That's called humanity. All right. What are we doing? I think I got a couple more down here. Right? No?
Right.
I'm looking.
Let's see. What do we got to do? We got Larceny and Old Fitzgerald left.
Yeah.
Let's do the Larceny.
Yeah, let's do that. I thought I had more. It don't feel like it, though. I know I had more, but
mini, just, mini bourbons?
Well, we'll hit. We'll just, here's a. We'll do some Jim Beam
shot glasses.
Yes, and we will do the Old Fitzgerald 100.
I thought we were going to do the Larceny. Oh, we're saving it to last because it's
121.
Right.
Now this one, this has got a beautiful. This bottle, folks, is fantastic. It's a decanter, original bottle, Old Fitzgerald. This is the 16 year. The topper is like that nice glass cork, real cork, and.
All right.
I poured this. It's an expensive bourbon, but I'm not. I could tell you this. I like this a whole hell more. Now, Old Fitzgerald is a weeded bourbon, and this particular bottled in bond is 16 year, right? Correct?
I believe that's what we said.
Yes. And what they put on the back. Distilled and bottled by Old Fitzgerald Distilling Company, Louisville, Bardstown, Kentucky. So, Old Fitzgerald is a weeded bourbon. It's one of their signature brands that they came out with. Very good bourbon. These releases are sought after. People line up at the Heaven Hill Distillery in Bardstown for these releases all the time. To get one, I was able to pick one up last year right before Kentucky Bourbon Festival with Super Nash. We were 1 and 2 in line that morning. So let me reset my Cypress again. It works really well for me. All right, there we go.
Okay, so I'm getting a mild caramel taste. Maybe a little vanilla.
That's not a huge nose, is it?
No, it isn't.
For 100 proof?
No, it's not. And maybe a tad of ethanol, but not overpowering.
I get a little cinnamon. Cinnamon and caramel.
What? I'm getting caramel and vanilla. I'm not getting cinnamon for whatever reason, but I'm getting a little, just a slight hint of ethanol. All right, enough nosing.
There we go. Taste.
Hmm. Okay, so not too spicy on the tongue. More of a vanilla taste rather than caramel. Not too bitter. And cinnamon-y. Pretty much consistent all the way down, but not much of a hug.
A mild hug, but like you said, what I'm getting is I get a lot of a little bit of caramel on the top front of the tongue. Then it goes to a cinnamon oak, like you soak the oak in cinnamon, and then it just stays that way.
Yeah, I get very little oak, but it just sort of.
Well, the oak just is like. There, it's more cinnamon for me. I don't get a rich caramely taste off.
No,
this.
Not at all.
But not the, at all. But I get, you know, so yeah. There we go for that one. All right. Last but not least, let's see what we got.
I just want a tiny, tiny splash of this.
Oh no, this is what we're doing full pours of.
No.
This is Larceny Barrel Proof. I picked this up just recently. I would say a little bit in probably like right around October, September, October. And this shit, after we just, our taste buds are alive. There, that's just a splash.
Thank you.
Splish, splash. I was taken. All right. So now we're got to come up with, in our mind, I kind of so far know what I'm liking. All right, let's go. Holy, wow, I'm really good. Sniff barrel went straight up. Did you, it went, I snorted it right out of the glass. What the shit? I never did that before. That cleared the old nostrils. Cheers, cheers, motherfucker. Yeah, that's a way to do it. Wow. Well, when I inhale it through my nose and then taste it down the back of my throat, oh, that's rich caramely and cinnamony. God, that's damn good. Holy crap. I think I should just inhale bourbon just for the, just.
You've taken the old expression, how about a snort, literally.
That was a snort, and it tastes good down the back of my throat through my nose. It didn't go out my nose, it went in my nose. No, that's a delicious nose.
Okay, I didn't get the enriching experience of the nose that you did, although I didn't experience it in quite the same manner, but the taste is awesome.
It's fan-fucking-tastic. This bottle's been open.
God, that's a very delicious,
oh yeah,
sweet taste that is, does not kill you with pepper. For 120 proof. I mean, this it's really 121. Smooth. Really smooth.
And what's that? Hazelnut? Caramel? I'm getting a little mint? Vanilla?
I'll give you cinnamon on this, on the back.
Yeah, end. There's some cinnamon.
Yeah. And some kind of nut. I don't know, hazelnut, peanut, something.
Nuts? Are you sure it's not balls?
Definitely not balls.
How about sacks?
Sacks. I knew that was coming. No, it's not that either.
All right. Yeah, I would say on the bottled and bond, I was getting a slight sack smell. Some sweaty sacks. I love that. There's a lot of vanilla in that nose.
Yeah, you know what? I don't know if it's the power of your suggestion or what, but I am picking up more vanilla in the nose now.
Well, it's in my nose.
Well, you got it in your nose. I just have
that.
I have vapor. You did fuel
every time
injection.
When I take a shower, I always clean my nose out by inhaling the water and then blowing it out, whatever. But I
thank you for that picture.
I've never inhaled bourbon before. That's a first, and quite frankly. I think it's a pleasurable experience. This is very, and I've got this awesome fucking nose. Yeah, right. And my nose.
You'll have a hole through your septum by morning, but it was an awesome experience.
No, it's damn fucking good. I think you everybody should do a snort of bourbon before bed, you know, and then you just fall asleep with the sugar plum fairy and the caramel, you know, the caramel winter warlock and the brown sugar bastard.
You damn it, you made me aspirate that up into my nose. Now it's making me sneeze.
What about that hot guy from the Winter Warlock and his brother, which had red hair?
I'm sorry, I don't know any hot guys.
No.
I don't normally use that term to describe guys.
In Rudolph's New Year, remember? Winter Warlock, one step in front of the other, but his brother was the heat of the South. But he had red hair and his hair was on fire and he was always trying to sabotage Christmas and melt so Santa's on the beach, okay, you know, kind of thing. So anyways, it was that whatever he was, that's the cinnamon red hot guy.
Okay.
All those in one. They visit you all night long. Yeah, baby. That's what you should do. Always don't eat supper and then do a 7 bourbon podcast. That's the way to just fucking kill it, right?
There you go.
All right. We haven't had that much. I mean, maybe 2 shots total, right?
I wouldn't even, quite frankly, I wouldn't even think I had 2 shots total with what you were giving me. That is from a rather subtle nose to an explosion of taste. That was a fine bourbon.
All right. We've just tasted 7 fine bourbons from Heaven Hill, and now what we want to do is
Our worst one is the Heaven Hill Bottle and Bond. But if anybody wants to send us a case, we're not going to send it back to you.
No,
it'll get drunk.
Send it to him.
Send it to me.
This one is for me, and you gotta. I honestly, it's not a rip on Heaven Hill. I just don't like it. And
sure,
thought it was okay, but.
I it's not my favorite, but I wouldn't turn it down.
I keep trying to get rid of it. And look, it's been sitting there. And what?
Well, hell, I'll take the freaking bottle with me when I leave then, damn it.
There you go. Get that the fuck out of my face.
You got it.
Anyways, it's all yours.
Hey, you're a gentleman and a scholar.
So we should do some water and decide. What one do you think we should barrel bash out of these 7 fine or 6 fine?
Well, since we've already barrel bashed the master blend, I want to see 5 brothers up there. That's an impressive expression.
Okay.
I really like that.
All right, so we're going to pull that 5 brothers out. And then, I mean, Evan Williams, we're pulled out because you can look at, we've tasted this on the podcast in the past. It's not like we don't have to revisit it. It's that damn fucking good.
Yeah, there's no dispute that you got a prize winner if you get Evan Williams Master Blend.
I didn't like the nose on the Old Fitzgerald. Honestly, it's between the Square 6 and the Old Fitzgerald. I don't know. Let's put the Square 6 up
against the Five Brothers.
Yeah, because this is a barrel proof, this Larceny. So we're not dealing.
It's not a level playing field.
Right.
Yeah.
And this is a podcast almost on itself.
Yeah, it is. That Larceny is a fantastic bourbon.
This Larceny is, let's see.
And what does that go for a bottle, generally speaking? Whoa.
About $59.99. It was $54.99. It wasn't that bad.
No, that's not.
This is batch B521, 60.5, 121 proof ABV. damn good stuff.
That is.
So we'll just give it an honorable mention, and we'll get on with the barrel bashing. And
the barrel bashing.
The hammer's on top up there, and the barrel's down there. You're actually going to be able to get that barrel?
Oh, no, I'm not.
Here, I'll hold you. Trust me, Xavier. Trust me.
I've got the barrel. So, the Scotchy Bourbon Boys revised barrel bashing scoring method. We evaluate four aspects of the bourbon: the nose, the taste, the body, and the finish. And we can give 1 through 4 bashes on nose and body. And because taste and finish are the two most important, we've kind of amended the way we used to do it. You can give up to 5 bashes on the taste and finish. Plus, on any one of those 4, you can give it a ba-dum-bum. And that gives that score a 6, but you can only do that once in a scoring session. So
this is the Five Brothers. This is the historic tribute for the 1939, you know, whatever. And this is based off of Max Shapiro. There's still a mess of brothers, but Max is the president of the distillery right now. But in the glass, you have to say that is it's just caramel. Straight up, it's caramel. So let me get the notepad. Big River. Oh, what the heck? Really? Well, I'll just do it. Five Brothers. This gives us a chance to... There we go, using my handy-dandy notebook. Bourbon. All right. Now, this is not a bottled in bond, right?
No, it's a 90 proof.
Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey, meaning it's if it's less than 4 years, they have to put an age statement, so it's at least 4 years. So it's 4 years, 90 proof. All right. Mm-hmm. Heaven Hill. All right. I'll snort this. Color was definitely on the caramel side right there.
Yep.
I'm going to do that again. It's caramely. There's no doubt about it on the nose. I'm trying to pull out other... I'm getting a little bit of... Like a wheatgrass?
There's some botanical there.
A little lemon. There's something lemon. Maybe it's lemongrass. And honey.
There's some floral there. I'm not sure what it is. But I get mostly caramel and vanilla or honey.
All right.
That stuff is so good.
Really? All right. We're still on the five. I believe I'm on Five Brothers right here. Yes, I am. Let's review. 78 corn, 12% malted barley, and 10% rye. So they brought the barley up a little bit higher than the
rye.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. You said 78%
corn.
Right. 12% barley and 10% malted, rye.
Yeah, they flipped it. And it's aged 5 to 9 years. It's a combination of 5. So there you go.
Yeah.
I was so happy to get this because I was waiting in line and I picked up my old Fitzgerald. I was able to pick up my Parker Heritage. The Parker Heritage I have is not one. He does every year. They have special releases from Parker that Parker has passed on. He had ALS. When we first went there in 2019, he was still alive, but near the end of his life. So I found it unique that the year that we went there,
for Kentucky Bourbon Festival with the Parker Heritage. It was a rye. We're at Bourbon Festival and they had a special release of rye.
Right.
So that wasn't, I wasn't happy about that, but I didn't pick that up. Probably should have. It was pretty, supposedly pretty damn good. All right. So let's, I really love the front part of this palate, the sweetness. You know, it's delicious.
It has one of the best tastes ever. It is really good, at least by my palate.
It's not for me, old Carter, but it's pretty good. Ask me what I want.
Old Carter?
Yeah, that's what I want. He's sending me up that bottle, the rest of that bottle. I just keep telling him, old Carter, old Carter.
Old Carter.
All right. Let's see what we got.
Want me to go first? I'll go first on the nose.
Ooh, I picked up butter on the nose. Buttered popcorn. Just picked that up off the nose. I love it when you revisit after you've drank.
Yeah, I think what I have on the nose as far as the floral is the rye grass, rye spice. That's what I'm getting.
I'm getting a shit ton of corn now. And I'm getting buttered popcorn. And I'm getting
okay, I think you've just done a post-hypnotic lemon suggestion on me because all of a sudden I'm getting butter and I wasn't getting it before. Okay.
I'm getting play the lottery.
All right, so the nose. I'll go first or you can go first?
Go first.
The nose is a very pleasant nose. Definitely caramel or caramel, whatever you want to call it. A hint of the floral, probably rye grass, maybe some vanilla, maybe some buttery or corn taste there a little bit. I get what Tiny's talking about. It's a really good nose. I got to give that nose a 4.
The barrel bashers are up on top, but
I've got my own integral barrel basher.
Use that too.
What's wrong with this?
Because it looks like you're beating that on yourself.
No, I've got a barrel,
but nobody can see.
All right. And it would look much better if I was using an instrument, right?
Okay. Yeah, it'd be look like it would look like.
Okay, where's your damn bash?
Right up there, top. I gotcha. Look at you can actually reach it.
There we go.
Even with a man of your small stature.
Yeah, right. Okay. One. There. How that looks much more masculine.
We're back to the old Xavier. Ah, okay. Right. So I was gonna give this nose a 2 because it was just a normal nose. But that last buttered popcorn that made me that's a 3. All right. 3 out of 4?
And 4 out of 4.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Your taste.
Taste? Simply put, it's one of the best tastes I've ever had. More, you know, it is, the nose gives you a hint of the taste, and it just explodes. It's very sweet. It's very pleasant. It's not peppery. It just does everything. It's just very, very smooth, very sweet. I'm going to give it a 5.
You can't give it a 5.
I can give taste a 5.
Oh, that's right.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, that's right. I will give the taste a 4 out of 5.
Gives it a 4.
It's good. It's probably the strong point. All right, so now we go to the body.
To the body. Take it away, Tiny.
This is a very good body for a 95 proof. There's no doubt. It doesn't fill your cheeks, but and what it was did in the glass was really nice. There was the thin legs and whatnot, but I mean the thicker legs, and it clung
clings to the glass.
Glass.
So I give the body a 3 out of 4.
The body fills up your mouth nicely, and the tastes that you have, initially are carried through, and there's little, if any, loss of sweetness and hardly any bitterness. It's a great body. I'm going to give it 4 and a ba-dum-bum. So that's a 5.
A 5 out of 4.
Yep.
This is good. Good combination of putting everything into one aspect of it that, you know what I mean?
Yep. It's a terrific body.
Yeah, it's just the body, like, compared to the... I liked it. I gave it a 3 out of 4 because compared to, like, a barrel strength, which just, like, blows your, you know what I mean? Just not quite there. But, you know, like I said, everybody has their own opinion. Okay, so
your score on the body's 3?
3 out of 4. So the finish is short to medium, but I pick up the butter off. It's a buttery kind of finish with a little bit of oak and a little bit of I don't know what. But it's not an unpleasant taste, but I'm not getting any oak. So this finish, I also give a 3 out of 4. I like this bourbon.
The finish is a little...
You didn't give me 3.
As the French... Yes, I did.
You didn't hit it.
I did. Play the tape.
We will, and we'll find out.
So I don't want to give you 3 because then I'll give you 6.
No, it won't be giving me 6.
All right, we're going to give you an encore 3.
Thank you. 9/13 out of 18. All right, there we go. And you're going to give this body a what?
I already gave the body.
No, this finish a what?
The finish, kind of like what you said, you know, it's how the French say a certain, I don't know what. I have to say that the finish, it's a good finish, but not a great finish. I'm going to give it, let's see, we can go up to 5 on a finish, right? I'm going to give it a 4 on the finish. It's really good, but it doesn't earn a 5 because it's not a long-lasting finish. And I know that it's not a barrel-strength bourbon either, but...
You gave that an 18 out of 18, and I gave it a 13 out of 18. So 2.5, 14.5, 15. So we basically gave it a 16 out of 18. We'll round up instead of down.
16 out of 18. That's a great score.
Yeah, it's a good bourbon. I mean, yeah, I enjoy it.
It's an outstanding bourbon.
All right. That brings us to the next level.
Taking it to the next level, Tiny.
This is the... Have a little bit more water.
Okay, so what are you bringing forward? You're bringing the Square 6 forward.
I brought the Square 6. This is a 95 proof instead of a 90 proof. It's a high rye bourbon. I mean, probably the highest rye bourbon I've ever had because it basically is 52 corn, 35 rye, and then... What did I say? 8? Is it? Is that 52? 35? 7?
87. So 13% barley malt. 13%
malt, yes. High on the barley malt and high on that, on the, low on the corn and high on the rye. And it's a surprise. This is the surprise to me. I mean, we're drinking here the neck pour, right?
Right.
So let's see what we got going. Wait, let's see.
We're good. Oh, you're evaluating appearance.
Yeah, appearance, but I was also size. I didn't want to give you a bigger one than me. I would take the bigger one. You know what I mean?
You'd have had poor envy.
All right, so let's square six this bitch. See, that's insane.
It's butternut squash.
But I'm getting the rye. But it's pleasant. It's like butter rye. I don't like ryes, but I'm sitting there smelling this. And whatever's in with that taste is just, I'm sitting there just wanting to smell more. It's the most unique. It's wheatgrass.
To me, it's like a zucchini squash.
Do you like zucchini?
Possibly a pumpkin.
Cooked or uncooked?
Uncooked.
So it's fresh to you?
Correct.
I don't smell a lot of uncooked zucchinis.
I would say it smells more like when you get ready to prepare your pumpkin, make it a jack-o'-lantern at Halloween. That's what I'm smelling.
That's really unique then. So this is grain forward. I would say this whiskey respects the grain, similar to what Allen's whiskey's. Not a bread, but it's so unique. I just want to sit there with. That's delicious. It's just unique. It's good. It's good, unique. It's not something that you smell every day
on a bourbon. I'll give you unique.
All right, here we go. Look at the legs on that bitch. I just get the caramel vanilla pudding. On the back palate, going to the finish, this is definitely a caramel. God, I didn't. So I've had so many of my friends say that this is not good bourbon. Are you getting young? I don't get young on this at all.
Yeah, it's a young bourbon, I think. I hate to be the contrarian indicator, but I might have to fall in line with some of your friends on that one.
Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey, it's at least four years old.
It is a unique taste, and many people may really like it.
No.
My palate is not
a ton exactly of honey
in gratification of it. It's not gratified by it, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
That's so much vanilla pudding. All right. Let's barrel bash the crap out of this one.
All right, why don't you go first with the nose then?
The nose, I am going to do a 3 out of 4 on the nose again, just because it's unique and I can smell it specific. Yeah, 3 out of 4.
Did you hear that? Mm-hmm. Those were your 3 bashes, just so you know.
Yeah, I heard it that time.
Okay, cool. All right, on the nose, I am going to be in agreement with Tiny. I don't find it that pleasing of a nose, but because A, it's unique, and B, it conveys, it gives you an idea of what the taste is going to be like, that bumps it up to a 3.
All right, taste-wise. All right, on that one, I don't know why it keeps going to vanilla pudding, but taste-wise, out of 5, because it's probably a little bit astringent, on that one, I got a lot of the wheat, and I got a little bit of the youngness, but I still get that vanilla pudding. If this in a couple years is going to be a butt-up on the taste, but right now, it's a 4 out of 5 for me. I really like this. I love the vanilla aspect. I love the vanilla pudding. I got a little bit of it, so it's a 4 out of 5 on me for taste. I heard that too.
Cool.
You're up, fucker.
I know. notice how I answered a fucker. God.
I answer to a lot worse.
Yeah. The taste matches the nose, and I don't know what it is. It's a squash pumpkin young bourbon taste. Again, not a great taste by my palate, but for two things, it matches the nose and it's unique. It gets a 3.
God fucking bless you.
Thank you.
Body. So the body, you can only give a 4. I'm going to give this body a 2 out of 4 because it's just not as mouth fulfilling. It's good. It's in your, but it's a straight down average body.
Ever since I got that up my nose, it's like something's tickling me.
What did you get up your nose?
I did an aspiration of the one expression like you did, only I did it the old-fashioned way instead of directly into my nose.
You mean you came up?
It came up for some reason, yeah.
So you swallowed wrong and you almost choked to death.
Something like that. I tried to mask it as best as I could.
My favorite aspect of that is...
Well, I wasn't doing that, but I was sneezing instead. Where are we? Body? Nothing more to say. I'll give it a 2.
So the finish. I need more for this finish. I just need a little more. Are you going to drink all that?
No. Have at it.
I'll let you have a little more to see if you...
No, take it all, please.
Oh, shit. I'm going to fuck the podcast.
What did you do?
Knocked the soundboard off. All right. Well, there we go. It didn't fuck the podcast. Oh, that's probably why we've been having problems. All right. I got another pour. I'm going to take it off. Folks, this is not a porn.
Oh, my God.
There's virtually not a lot of hug. There's a little hug. A little tiny. But that vanilla pudding makes me... I love vanilla pudding. It's creamy. It's there. It goes from honey. I'm going to give this finish. Seriously. I'm going to give it a 5 with a but up up. Because I love vanilla pudding. I've never had a bourbon conquer vanilla pudding for me. I understand that's not for you. So I give it a 5 with a but up up.
Your turn. The finish is kind of more of the same of the taste. I'm just going to give it a 3.
You give it 11 out of 18, and I give it 15 out of 18. So that makes 14, 12, 13 out of 18 for the Scotchy Bourbon Boys. Not bad. I mean, honestly, where that... it's like, it's always good to get a sneeze attack in the middle of our podcast, right?
I was fine until that went up the back of my mouth into my nose, and it's like, now all I want to do is sneeze.
That's when I was taking it all. Ugh. Ugh. You left that there. A high hard ball for that one.
A high hard ball? I think the phrase is a high fastball, but, you know, whatever you want, Jeff. I mean, Jesus Christ. We're not judgmental here.
We're talking whiskey. It's a high hard ball. A hard high ball?
How about just a high ball, like a whiskey high ball?
Yeah, a high hard high ball. No. Balls.
You pulled that one out of the old sack.
Sacks. Anyways, so we gave that a 13 out of 15, and we gave the 13 out of 18, and we gave the
Five Brothers
and a 16 out of 18. These are all good expressions, except the one that's going to leave my house finally, the Bottled in Bond. But it could have been that's a 2-year-old bottle. It could be I just didn't like it from the start, but it's a good chance that it might have been.
It'll make a good,
not a great batch.
It'll make a good whiskey highball.
But once again, Heaven Hill, fantastic distillery. Head down to Bardstown, stop in, see them. Their gift shop is fantastic. They just remodeled everything. The experience, which Supernash would tell you in detail, when we went down there for Kentucky Bourbon Festival, we had bottle your own bourbon experience set up. And on the Wednesday before, we were driving down.
Yeah,
and
it was midnight Friday.
Yeah, on midnight Friday. So we're driving
midnight
down.
Saturday, I
guess. Yeah, midnight Saturday, the Heaven Hill employees went on.
Out on strike.
Strike, and we had Sunday.
And they were out on strike
Sunday
till the 23rd
and
October.
Sunday and Tuesday, Heaven Hill experiences. And they went on strike. We missed out on it. But since then, Supernash has been there to bottle two expressions right from the distillery. It's pretty cool. You get to pick and choose. You get to taste each one, then choose which one you want to bottle for yourself. The experience, they've really upped their game as far as what they're doing at the Heaven Hill distillery in Bardstown. They've just got a lot going on, a lot of cool things. And hopefully this year that we get Connor on for a podcast, I'm going to shoot for that. But in the meantime, once again.
Uh-oh.
So that pretty much covers us right now. We're muted. So why are we muted? All right. We will unmute ourselves on. We got to get the heck out of here. This is the end of the podcast. There we go. We are back on for YouTube. But cheers, everybody. We are the Scotchy Bourbon Boys. Tonight, we did the Heaven Hill experience ourselves. We tasted seven bourbons and narrowed it down to two. We barrel bashed and rated them. And until next time, we are the Scotchy Bourbon Boys. Make sure to check us out, www.scotchybourbonboys.com. We are on all major podcast formats, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Check us out. Make sure and Patreon, please. All support that you can give us is greatly appreciated. And we didn't do this at the start, but Little Stevo, you can go to littlestevo.com. He is a local artist in our Canton, Ohio area. He goes out, plays everywhere. Check out his website if you're from the Ohio area. Catch him. He's fantastic.
Yeah, fantastic is an understatement. His renditions of popular classic rock songs are just, he doesn't just do them. He sounds like the artist when he sings them. It's, I don't know how he does it, but it just is amazing.
Plus, he did this for us. So remember, everybody, good bourbon equals good times and good friends. Get the hell out there and live dangerously. Good night, everybody.
Good night, and thanks for joining us.
Oh, show me the way to the next whiskey bar. Oh, don't ask why. Oh, don't ask why. Show me the way to the next whiskey bar. Oh, don't ask why. For if we don't find the next whiskey bar, I tell you we must die. I tell you we must die. I tell you, I tell you, I tell you we must die.
Hey, Scotchy Bourbon Boys fans, this is Alan Bishop, Indiana's Alchemist of the Black Forest. So I'm tuning in here today to tell you all about the One Piece at a Time Distilling Institute channel on YouTube. If you're at all interested in the art of distilling, whether it be home distilling or professional distilling, and the intense geekery that goes into that process, then check out the One Piece at a Time Distilling Institute on YouTube. I promise you're going to learn something you didn't know before about the arts.